This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In Egypt, the military is in control and promising new elections. And where is the Egyptian economy on this day after? Reporter Kimberly Adams is in Cairo. Morning, Kimberly.
Good morning.
So I spoke with the managing director of a large Egyptian poultry products company this morning. He said his employees were at work. What are you seeing with smaller businesses in Cairo?
Well, I took a little walk around my neighborhood this morning, and I am seeing some of the smaller businesses opening up that were definitely closed in previous days during the protests. But several of them are still closed, and I'm not sure if that's because people are sleeping off a night of protesting or if they're worried about insecurity. But I can say that the local guy who slaughters chickens for the neighborhood is open and operating.
The Egyptian military has installed an obscure court official as interim president. He's promising early elections. But what's the reaction been on the stock market in Cairo today?
Way up, and very, very quickly. It rose so quickly when it opened this morning that they had to temporarily suspend trading. They've since restarted, and the stock market's up more than 7% already. Also, the cost of insuring Egypt's debt has actually gone down.
Credit default swaps coming back down as the political situation becomes clearer. Now, to what extent will foreign aid be a key to trying to mend Egypt's slumping economy?
Well, I mean, let's think about two different types of foreign aid to Egypt. You have the foreign aid about whether or not big businesses are willing to invest in Egypt. And that, of course, depends a lot on stability. And businesses have been very hesitant to invest in Egypt right now because of the ongoing political turmoil since the revolution. But another debate is the military aid to Egypt that comes from the United States. There's a big debate here going on about whether or not what happened yesterday is an actual coup d'etat. And the reason that's important to Americans is because America gives about $1.3 billion of military aid to Egypt every year. And that is dependent on several conditions, one of which is if there is a military coup, that aid is definitely at risk.
And President Obama has studiously avoided calling the change of government a coup d'etat. Reporter Kimberly Adams in Cairo, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.